Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bitesize. It is Wednesday, the 27th of December. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas, whatever that means to you, first and foremost. I hope it was spent well and wisely and not too full of food and full of other things that might make you feel bad. Yeah, honestly, I hope you had a brilliant one. It is back to it now for the Reds. Liverpool, of course, went top of the league with a 2-0 victory over Burnley. An absolute joy to behold. Liverpool sitting proudly back on their perch. For the meantime, anyway, we'll wait and see what happens. But yeah, a little break now as well before we face Newcastle United. So yeah, all is well in the world of the Reds. And speaking of the world of the Reds, I'm here to run you through a few of the news stories that are doing the rounds regarding what could be happening in the coming weeks and indeed days. And to begin, I start with a story from, it's a transfer world, of course, it's Gonçalo Inácio, and it comes from Portuguese journalist Pedro Almeida. Obviously, Gonçalo Inácio, is a Portuguese international, so interesting link there. But this is a name that's been linked continuously with a move to Anfield for quite some time now. There's lots of talk in the summer about potential swoop for the Sporting player. Didn't happen, of course. Now it's claimed by Pedro Almeida Liverpool are willing to pay the Gonçalo Inácio release clause in the January transfer market. And it says talks are taking place between Liverpool and Sporting. The Portuguese player is a priority for the English club and there's a €60 million release clause. Now that release clause has gone up considerably from the summer when Liverpool were originally linked. It was around the €34 million mark at that time, but they've since given a new contract, which therefore means a new release clause. And they've strengthened their position, I think it's fair to say, because there was a danger that they could lose a prized asset. Certainly a very bright prospect for next to nothing. Sporting won't do that anymore, which obviously really good news for them. Not so much for Liverpool or indeed any prospective buyers. But yeah, it looks as though this is a name and a player that continues to be on the radar. It's interesting at the moment, especially because obviously, as we know, we've lost Joel Matip for the remainder of the season. So that brings into focus the need, or at least the potential need for, centre-back reinforcement. I think Joel Quanta, his emergence and his continued strength in showing his performances has kind of quelled that a little bit. I don't think there's people banging down the doors at the AXA or Anfield to say we need to sign a centre-back or else, you know, we're not going to be able to achieve what we want to achieve this campaign. However, I still think there is certainly room at least for one more centre-back addition, given the fact that obviously, like I say, Matip's out for the season. Ibu Konate remains outstanding on one hand, but also a bit of a fitness concern on the other. The fact Quanta plays at Turf Moor, it could have been horses for courses, could have been Jurgen Klopp saying I'm backing Quanta to be the right man for the job, but it is likely more the fact we don't sort of trust or we haven't got faith in Konate to play regular football yet. And of course, the other factor in this is Joe Gomez, who is currently deputising as our only sort of recognised senior left-back option, having already done that at right-back and having already been one of the backup centre-backs as well. We are a little bit short when it comes to reserves of centre-halves at the moment. So I think there is room to do something in the January window when it comes to that position. And of course, longer term as well, because Van Dijk continues to be incredible, but is now the wrong side of 30. Joel Matip is out of contract in the season anyway. He's just suffered this really bad injury. Who knows what his future holds at Liverpool Football Club. Canate's injury issues, or at least fitness issues, don't seem to be going away anytime soon. And as I mentioned earlier, Joe Gomez is so versatile now, he seems to be an option for numerous positions. So I think there is room for us to go into the market at some point, whether it be January or the summer. And Inacio fits a lot of bills, to be honest. He's 22 years old, he's left-footed centre-back. He's played in defensive midfield as well already this season, which is a little bit mental. Five caps and two goals for Portugal. Played 23 times this season for Sporting, scored three goals as well. So got an eye for a goal for defender, primarily from corners and stuff like that. He's made 148 appearances all time domestically. And I mention that because that's kind of in range of the sweet spot for where Liverpool like to make their signings. Certainly in the FSG reign, we like them to around the 160 appearance mark, because that's enough of a sample size of football to be able to make a judgment call. And Asher was not a million miles away from that. So for those who are saying, why didn't we just sign him in the summer? Maybe he didn't play quite enough footy at that point. But yeah, interesting one. Remains to be seen whether Liverpool do actually move on it, of course. But I think left-footed centre-back, he hasn't played at left-back necessarily, but given the fact he's left-footed, would suggest he could do it. Certainly when Trent goes in to be the inverted defensive midfielder in the double pivot, that essentially leaves us with three centre-halves. Inacio could easily be one of them on the left-hand side. So yeah, interesting one. Sticking with transfers and defenders, actually, Anthony Robinson is the latest names we linked to Liverpool, and it really is later, only sort of an hour ago at time of recording. Graham Bailey of 90 Min claimed on Twitter that Liverpool are looking at Fulham's Anthony Robinson as they look to solve their left-back issue. So this is an interesting one, in so much as he's 26 years old. He is definitely a left-back. He predominantly and pretty much exclusively plays as a left-back throughout his career. He is a USA international, and I've been impressed with him. I thought he had a decent game at Anfield a few weeks back. I think he's a very solid Premier League left-back. However, when he says to solve our left-back issues, right now, obviously, we have left-back issues. We can't hide from that fact. Tsimikas just broke his collarbone. He's going to be out for a prolonged period of time, you would imagine. Andy Robertson has been sidelined for a prolonged period of time. Very similar injury, of course, dislocated shoulder. But Robertson is a matter of weeks away from being back in the fold now, and Liverpool don't play loads of footy in the interim period. Actually, funnily enough, ironically, the games with Fulham that come in the Carabao Cup add to the amount of football we play before Andy Robertson's likely to be back. But I just don't see it being the type of situation whereby we need to go out and rectify it in the window. I could be wrong, but I don't see a sign an out-and-out left-back, essentially. If Robinson could play as a centre-half, similar to what Inacio would offer, maybe a left-footed centre-back seems to make more sense. But an out-and-out left-back at 26, I just don't envisage that happening. I think we're more likely to use Joe Gomez, primarily, and perhaps a little bit of Luke Chambers, possibly a little bit of Callum Scanlon. We've got an FA Cup game in that period. Maybe we could do something with one of the youngsters there, likely in the Carabao Cup as well, to give Gomez a bit of time off, give him a rest. But yeah, give him, it's probably going to be Newcastle on New Year's Day, and probably Bournemouth, and maybe one more game in the Premier League. I don't see us signing a player to sort of fill a gap for those three matches. It feels a little bit overkill to me personally, but who knows? I think if Liverpool will be able to sign somebody on loan, potentially, for like a month or two, or even a 6-month loan, whatever it may be, who was a left back, that would be more in line with what we're likely to do. But yeah, I don't see us signing a out-and-out specialist left-back just to cover Tsimikas and Andy Robertson's absences.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Speaking of absences, Diogo Jota made his return from injury in brilliant fashion away at Burnley at Turf Moor, of course. And Jurgen Klopp spoke about this. He said, "We sneaked him in somehow on the squad list because he trained only twice and the medical department wanted to give him an extra training. And I said, can I have it at Burnley? He had that tonight and now he can train tomorrow, which is now today, properly, and he will be ready for Newcastle, which is really helpful. 2-0, no injuries, all good." Of course, speaking about the game in general there. But yeah, he snuck him onto the squad list against the medical advice, Diogo Jota, and thank God he did, because he came up with the goods late on. But ultimately, it's just brilliant to have him back. He is absolutely clinical. Incredible finisher, ice in his veins when it comes to those big, big moments at the ends of matches, especially. But yeah, brilliant to have him back. Boss is going to be back and available fully for the Newcastle game as well. So yeah, happy days on that front. And I did just want to touch on a couple of issues that are coming around the corner for Liverpool, and it's the Asia Cup and AFCON. Of course, we will lose Wataru Endo for the Asia Cup. I had a quick look this morning at games he's probably likely to miss. Japan actually start their Asia Cup campaign, which has been held in Qatar, on January the 12th with a game against Vietnam. And that means he will definitely be missing that Bournemouth away game, and he's likely to miss Chelsea home on the 31st of January, Arsenal away on the 3rd of February, and potentially Burnley home on the 10th of February as well. That's if Japan make the final, that last one. The other ones depend on if Japan get out of the group or if they get to the quarterfinals as well. But yeah, he's definitely going to miss Bournemouth away on the 21st of January, and he's likely to miss a couple more games as well. Certainly the Fulham doubleheader in the Carabao Cup, I would imagine too, given they start on the 12th of January. And Mohamed Salah is in a very similar boat. Egypt kickstart their AFCON campaign against Mozambique on January the 14th. So in terms of timeline and games likely to miss, it's pretty much exactly in line with what Wataru Endo could miss for us. In terms of the Bournemouth game, as I mentioned, Chelsea home, Arsenal away, and potentially Burnley at home as well. So as much as you want the lads to do well on international duty, and it clearly means the world to them, both captains of their respective nations, of course, I think from a Liverpool point of view and a very selfish point of view, I wouldn't mind both of them going out in the group stages, to be honest. Certainly, obviously, we know how integral Mohamed Salah is and continues to be for Liverpool Football Club. But Wataru Endo, Klopp spoke about it in his post-match after Burnley, is just starting to really settle into life as a Liverpool player. It took him a while to sort of get to grips with what we wanted and the pace of the league and all that type of stuff. But right now, each and every single performance seems to improve on the last one. He's just getting better and better the more he plays and the more he becomes accustomed to what we want from him. So yeah, again, likely to miss both of them for a period. Hopefully not too long, and hopefully it doesn't cost the Reds too much in the way of points. And hopefully Alexis McAllister and others will be back to cover as well. So just going to quickly run through those news stories before I let you go. Liverpool are willing to pay the release clause to sign Gonçalo Inácio in the January transfer market, apparently. Anthony Robinson is an option for Liverpool are looking at to solve what's been described as our left-back issues. I am not entirely sure we have major left-back issues in the long term anyway. Diogo Jota has returned from injury and he will be ready to face Newcastle after his cameo appearance against Burnley. And we will be missing Wataru Endo and Mohamed Salah for spells for the Asia Cup and AFCON. Both of them will definitely miss Bournemouth away on the 21st of January and more than likely the doubleheader against Fulham in the Carabao Cup. That's Redmen Bikeside done. Until next time, take it easy and enjoy what's left of your Christmas.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.